Hi, friends! Welcome back to our podcast. They said I should do the intro, so you're welcome! I'm tired, but you're getting all my energy tonight. Today, we're talking about queer stereotypes. I know you're interested, because I sure am. There are a lot of them, and I feel like I'm going to get called out in this episode, but that's okay. This is for your entertainment and my faith blowing me. Anyways, let's start, shall we?
I'm also curious if there are going to, like, if I'm going to feel, like, targeted and I'm going to feel called out by these stereotypes. I don't know. I'm very excited.
Oh my God. First one, first come off the bat, wearing the colors of your flag.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is one of them.
No.
Or even like...
No, because...
Yes.
That is a thing that happens a lot. Okay, my favorite color is pink, which is in my flag. So I'm trying to defend my name. My favorite color is pink. Eli, what's your argument?
I think that it is a very helpful way to like signal to the people who know in like society that like, hey, I am dressing in these colors, and it's clearly like not usually the like, conventional set of colors, but they look good enough together that like most people wouldn't think it's out of the ordinary. That you can dress in them and they look slay, and then the people who know. I know I for sure did a lot of art with colors in them that meant things, and that the people who knew, and everyone else was just like, those are really pretty flowers.
Ooh.
That is amazing. By the way, I'm Zoe.
I'm Faith.
And I am Eli.
And this is the podcast that we haven't quite named yet. I didn't do like the colors thing. I did like the subtle things. Maybe not subtle. Like the wearing like a septum piercing.
Mm.
Or like having an undercut or like cuffing my jeans. Or like lots of flannels. Oh, so many flannels. This started because of a dress code in middle school. And then it just continued into when
Your dress code was flannels?
No, it was like you couldn't. You had leggings on, you had to have something wrapped around your waist.
Oh, I thought you had a really bisexual principle or something.
That'd be so funny. And now, oh, and then I started noticing all the thing my mom did. Like, my mom cuffs her jeans every time she wears jeans. Or, like, she loves Doc Martens. And she has, like, these crazy earrings that I love and I've adopted. Like, I have, I have, like, skeleton earrings now and, like, dinosaur earrings. So it wasn't the colors for me. It was, like, the subtle things.
I went less with subtlety. I have, like, a billion gay pins on my bag that I take everywhere with me. And so I think, like, if people look at that, they're like, swayed in the correct direction.
Did you originally get the pins as, like, I'm a very strong ally, or were these, like, post-coming-out pins?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I was in my, like, ally phase of, like, oh, yeah, I have a gay cousin. And then I was like, oh. I also am one. So that was nice. And then, like, people started gifting me gay pins, which was my favorite thing. When I came out, I would get, like, little gifts at, like, Christmas time, and they'd all be gay pins for my bag, and I loved it.
So it was that.
It was, like, your brand. Like, you were the gay kid over there with all of the pins. And that's, like, how
I'm the sticker kid.
Oh, yes. Zoe loves stickers.
Oh, my gosh. I'll take it off for if you're seeing this. This is my sticker collection. I put a lot of gay ones on here, so hopefully if you look up my computer, you know I'm gay. But this is a funny story. My trainer, he was like, you're gay? I'm like, yeah, I have all this rainbow stuff. He's like, I just assume it's because you went to your school. So apparently if you go to my school, it doesn't actually matter if you wear gay stuff. No one knows.
Well, don't you go to a
theater kid? Yeah, it's just a theater kid.
I was like, don't you go to a fine arts school?
Yeah.
There's another stereotype.
There's the other stereotype. We love our
different types of gays. There's like
there are many different.
Like we have like the VA kids, like the visual art gays, and then we have like the theater gays, where we all just like casually make out and call it stage kissing gays, and then we have like the vocal gays who like claim they are straight. but like they'll figure it out in college. And like then we have like the male dancer gays. Like there's so many different types of gay in
arts.
That was a struggle.
Yes, those stereotypes. And it's really funny because now that I am in college, like you have your gays in STEM, and your gays in STEM are very slay. And then you also have your classics gays, who are really just the kids who grew up on like Percy Jackson, and now they study it for real this time. And then you have all the regular like humanities gays, and we love the humanities gays.
Crystal bitch.
Mm,
Crystal bitch gays have a special place in my heart, okay? I tried to be one, didn't succeed. Now I just have a whole bunch of crystals that I love dearly. But like the gothic gays also, I don't know how you wake up every morning with the energy to do that much makeup, but I sincerely applaud you. Like, you see their makeup, they're so
the makeup,
good.
The makeup in queer communities are, like, impeccable.
Impeccable, and also, I feel like sociologically, wow, look at me with big words, is, like, how, like, makeup trends gets determined in society. Yeah. Is, like, queer people who were doing it first.
Queer people, like, and people of color.
Pioneers. Yes. But, yeah, the... different rant, but... How no, not inclusive makeup is. Yeah, it's started by people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that irks my bones.
Like,
like my friend this weekend is trying to find a foundation shade. I'm like, this shouldn't be this hard. You shouldn't have to go to 3 different stores to find a foundation shade. Like, that should just be a thing that every company has. Anyways. Also, you can't open some makeup with acrylic nails, and I think that's backwards.
I think that that is backwards and homophobic.
Exactly. And drag makeup, a special fine art.
That takes talent. That takes real talent.
Yes.
What other makeup?
Then there's just like. Like, I am particularly fascinated with men, not like effeminate gay men, but like the masculine gay men who still wear makeup and make it look really good. And I'm like, wow, like you have mastered the art of makeup. Like, this is no longer just like, oh, we're doing it because it's like the thing to do. Like, you have like fully made it your own.
Have you seen that male makeup company?
I'm sure that's a thing, but I don't support it.
No, like, the idea was, like, to destigmatize it. And, like, I get it. If that's what works for you, it works for you. But I also think, like, you need to realize it's the same products. Like, if you want some concealer, just go buy the concealer that probably works better for your skin type. Like, Scott's over here nodding if you can't feel the energy. Scott's like, yeah, Zoe's gonna do my makeup one day. I'm glad you said that, Scott. We'll put Scott in full drag one day. Maybe that will be like a special episode and we'll only put it on YouTube. Maybe we'll also make the edit part out. We'll see.
This is the gay agenda at work, let me tell y'all. Now I want to talk about queer stereotypes, specifically relationships, because I will say I am more familiar with like the lesbian stereotypes than like the gay men stereotypes.
Oh, a little bit fast. Yeah. We know.
A little bit fast. Okay, so this is name drop number one of the episode. There might be two. We'll see. I have some friends, Sid and Zoe, quite seriously, from the like first night that they have gotten together, there have maybe been 6 nights that they have not been in this, like, sleeping over in the same bed. One of their rooms is now just where they keep all their clothes, and then the other one is like where they're doing work.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many weddings are in my Pinterest is the real question. Like, people think they're special when I plan a Pinterest wedding with them. Like, nah, babes, that's just the first date. Like, that's just what happens, you know? And they're all different. You know how many weddings I got going? Like, some are gothic. I've had a fully black wedding before. I've had, like, a fairy core wedding planned. I've had just the classic white dress, little fairy tale moment, but not, like, the fairy in the woods moment. They're different, you know? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite, like, first date move? Like queer stereotypes.
Define move.
Like, if you, like, go to queer stereotypes, what's the one thing you do? I don't know the answer. You don't know their dates is an issue.
I don't know if this is a queer stereotype. I always bring a gift. Like, always.
Like, but they're not always, like, gifts, are they?
They're always, like, weird gifts, like bracelets, rings, like not like big things. But I also do that when I'm going to people's houses. I bring housewarming gifts. So I don't know if I just like enjoy giving people things, but I make people bracelets. I always, every single date I've ever gone on, I write a letter before and give it to the person on the date. It's one of my favorite things about dates to do, because they get to like open it after and like, so the problem with writing it before is sometimes if the date really does not go well, I stick to giving them the letter. And that's kind of the fun of it, of like seeing like, oh, this may work out and this letter may be really accurate or not. So that's what I do.
I was like, I've never heard of that before, but that sounds like incredibly sapphic. Just like the vibe check is lesbian.
Probably.
One of the best reasons Faith and I are best friends is that we act like we're absolutely madly in love with each other. We do
like very lesbian stereotype things with one another, like,
and we both agree it's the most platonic thing.
Absolutely. Like,
if you wanted me to kiss her, absolutely not. Well, I joke about it 1,000,000%, but when the joke gets reciprocated, it gets awkward. Because she did that to me once.
I have a question, Eli.
Yes.
Do you feel like you like heavily represent any specific stereotype?
So there's a lot of like the high school like gay male stereotypes that I'm like, yeah, that was me. I was friends with my history teacher, the whole English department at my, so I was valedictorian at my graduation, and my current English teacher was like, if you did the Florida can't say gay speech, the whole English department would be behind you. So they clearly all had a conversation that was like, Eli might do this speech. In fact, Eli, it's very probable that they will do this speech and that we will still support them. So I think that the fact that I had the whole English department behind me at my school was very, very queer. Beyond that, I'm just like, I am the like, loud, I will always be making the sex jokes kind of gay. Basically constantly, probably a little bit too much, but that's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I love that. I love like the connection like queer kids make with specific teachers, because you tend to feel safe in
love that.
Scott is showing us a meme of
like, go ahead.
Yes. It was very true. It's about so I will describe it for the people in the audio. It is a poorly drawn, looks like a deer without antlers, so like a female deer, a doe, if we will. And it says gay teens on it, like it's labeled. And then it's a poorly drawn human holding out food and
like a human alien.
Yes. And it is labeled high school English teachers. And then the fawn or the doe is like eating out of the high school English teacher's hands, saying, I owe you my life. And that is not untrue. English teachers have their rightly deserved place in queer history.
I don't like subtly slime my way in English class, like with the essays and like the trauma dumping and like to give you an A. I do it in theater essays. And I feel like that's the biggest thing is like, they're like, oh, how was this episode of your life? And I was like, well, I was severely depressed. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's an A.
And I feel like I feel like that might like be about to change as like our generation who grew up doing that like starts to actually become teachers, which is going to be really sad.
Yeah.
Then it'll be like, oh, I know exactly what you're doing here. Like,
I pulled this one.
I was like, I pulled this one time. And then it's the decision as a teacher of like, do I still give you the A and give you this experience, like this common experience with everyone else? Or do I like grade it as I should because I know what's going on here? And that'll be...
That is something I've never considered. I want to be a teacher. And I've never thought about like seeing the things that I know me and my friends have done over the years in my own classroom. I've never considered that. And oh my goodness.
I heard something on NPR. Wow, I sound like a mom. my mom lied to me and told me the radio only plays NPR when I was younger, and I just stick with it. And it was saying how this teacher is starting to use like this new bot for his advantage. And I'm like, that is the most genius thing I've ever heard. Because if I can Google it, why are you telling it to me? But if you want me to like learn how to think, that's when we can talk.
Yeah, I know precisely what you're talking about. I actually talked about, it's called ChatGPT, in case you don't know. With my like high school teachers, when I went back home for the break, and they were like, yeah, like we have no idea what to do, but we've already had like whole faculty meetings where we are like, how do we deal with this problem? I think part of it is it's possibly might be due to the fact that like, because it hasn't existed before, like it is still original work. I don't think that like, whatchamacallit, like all of your scanners to check for plagiarism would catch those. Like, I don't think that that's a thing that they could scan for very well, which is an interesting challenge where it's just like, it introduces a lot of potential bias into the teacher of having to make the judgment of this either is or is not the student's writing, because sometimes you can like pretty much tell if it's been used, like the paper has been written by a bot or not. But yes. Welcome to 2023, where we have AIs who can give you summaries of whole books, and they're actually really good. Not gonna lie, I may or may not have used some of the ideas that Chat AI has given me to write whole papers, because it's really good. It's a useful tool to come up with ideas.
Yeah, it can be a Kickstarter for something. It can definitely kickstart your work into a good place.
I'm going to be so honest. I was looking around my room to think of stereotypes. People gifting you gay things.
Oh, yes. All
gay things. Oh, my goodness. My mother put up a whole gay Christmas tree the year I came out, and we've had it up ever since. Well, we take it down during the off season, but we put it up every year ever since, and it's now her thing. It's always rainbow. She really likes it.
My first pie that I was out, I couldn't actually go to for whatever reason, and so my mom gifted me this like pride bag, and now because my birthday is around pride, like I get this pride bag every year, and honestly I live for it. And like I got my favorite queer cheers cup last year. I got like the cutest overalls. Like pride stuff is getting so much better. Oh my god, I got my world's famous bag. I gotta read it to you all. I just emptied it. I read it to Faith this morning. This is for the dancing queens of the ballroom scene, for the queens, lovers, and everyone in between, for the rebels that fight to forever be seen. This is for the community of rainbow breakers. For the rainbow dreams, for the rule breaks, designing outside of the seams, for the indeed stardust made of moonbeams and... Update, it's kind of hard to read a bag. Scott's like, yep, you're dyslexic. That is not what Scott said, by the way. Scott's going to hate not talking because I'm just going to start
That was going through my head. No, I love when Zoe reads to me. It's such a treat. Because sometimes I'll get to read with her and I'll read along with her and she'll say a word that's absolutely not the word it was. But I just love like how she says it with so much confidence. I'm like, yes, Zoe, get into it. Like, you're really getting it.
And sometimes no one will ever correct me too. Like, my ex had to tell me the difference between off and of, because no one ever taught me the difference. Like, no one ever corrected me. For 17 years of my life, no one corrected me when I said off or of. And now I really have to think. Like, what does it say on a light switch?
Off.
Right? Off. The whole point. Now I know.
Are there, like, any, like, gay stereotypes and queer stereotypes, like, specifically, like, texting related?
Wait, say that one more time?
Like, texting-related queer stereotypes.
Do we want to talk about how much gay men use their emojis? And I'm not even talking about, like, yes, just basic emojis. We are using the whole keyboard. The entire keyboard.
Oh, like, throughout the mermaid emoji. Like,
and it will be the most random, like, emoji, and yet still, like, fit. Like, somehow, like, it adds that extra bit of flavor, like, that they were still work, communicating. Don't they? Like, they do make it work.
Very impressive.
It is. There's been some emojis recently where I'm like, there's someone at Apple or whoever is like coming up with names for emojis who like knows what's going on with these emojis. Like, they know how they're being used. Yes.
Some Gen Z person is up in there telling them all our secrets.
A teenager is working it. I'm positive.
There's definitely someone. Well, and I know some companies have like people who are literally paid to scroll on like Reddit and Twitter all day. So I feel like it's one of those people who goes over to like the software people and is like, hey, this needs to be retagged as like this name for this emoji.
That is so interesting to me.
Yeah, well,
they have to do research on like stuff that is so mundane to us. Like, this is so interesting.
Imagine just going on TikTok for a profession.
That's your job. Like,
can that be my job?
What'd you say?
Can that be my job? I'd be really good at it.
See, oh, that's the thing, is like, if you occupied the market where like a company is trying to sell to, then it's possible that you could be like, I saw it on TikTok, and like that is a valid argument that is going on in the back rooms of big companies, places where it's like, they saw it on TikTok, so it must be true. Or like, that's how we identify our target audience.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Speaking of TikTok, every single queer stereotype, I feel like, has a side of TikTok. Like, they all have their own subsection of content on TikTok, and it ends up wherever it needs to.
It ends up wherever it needs to. And also, I feel like there are certain sounds that like I have heard and are very familiar with that you as like lesbians have probably never heard and will never hear of, and yet they have been on my For You page 500 times.
That is so interesting to me, because sometimes my friend will be singing a song and they're like, you don't know that from TikTok? I'm like,
that's me. No.
It's wild that like,
oh my god, my new favorite, I'm gonna do the dance and I want you to see if you know the song.
No,
I don't know the dance.
That looks like a really old dance. That looks very familiar to an old dance that I used to see very often in like 2021. I'm trying to like place where I was scrolling with that.
But it's okay. Yeah. I'll see you later. Now Scott's doing it. That time he actually was doing it. I didn't make it up. But I would like Scott to do the whole dance once I teach it to him. So I have a list of things that I'm doing to Scott. Doing,
oh my goodness. We need like
his makeup and teaching him TikToks.
We need a YouTube exclusive. We can do dances and learn TikTok dances.
Oh my god. Oh. Can we please?
That would be really interesting, because I do not take dance, and I scraped by in my band class with rhythm, and that is about as close as we got. Now,
I dance pre-professionally, however, cannot do any TikTok dances, only ballet. That's like, that's all I got going on.
And rhythm is so good for ballet and so bad for anything else.
I can like perform to anything if I need to do pirouettes and fouettes. However, if I have to like, I don't
know. Snap and clap. That's it. She's a snap and clap. Too much.
Too much. And don't add hip movements in there. Oh my goodness. I cannot.
Scott is showing us better hip movements than Faith has. I always thought that I had to be so good at hip hop because I was black, and I so am not. And then I realized that other black people also have no clue what they're doing. They're just more confident than I am. And so then I gained the confidence. I was like, ah, this isn't that hard. You're just overthinking it. It's just like a ba ba ba, you know?
And you're a really good contemporary dancer too.
Yeah. Contemporary to stop thinking.
Yeah, that's the thing about like those types of dance is it requires a lot of lack of thought. It does require a lot of training and technique. But you mainly have to like put your emotions first. I'm really bad at that. I like to like think of the technicality of every single step I'm doing, and that's what I get to do in ballet.
Let's see. We're probably
Hey Mamas.
Oh, do we really want to talk about the Hey Mamas? Yeah. To address those.
Yes, we do.
We're avoiding those
because Faith and I are avoiding them from now on. And I think they're really funny. We actually, this is another thing we have to send. We need like to post this on like a slide. And oh my god, we should give like I'll edit this out. We should give like previews and just
like episodes without context.
Yes,
just, like, a whole-
that's so good.
And post like the picture we have of this Hey Mamas that we made out of like cardstock.
Oh,
nothing about it. Just like take like some little kid just found it.
Oh my goodness! So Zoe and I go to this like queer group in Michigan, right? And so we went to this group one day and we had to make an emoji, right? So it was an art day. And so we had to make an emoji out of paper. And we made a Hey Mamas emoji. It was the most terrifying thing in the world. It was so scary. But it was very fun. I'm sorry?
It's hanging on the wall and it scares me every time.
It is hanging on the wall.
So then, is it, like, hanging on the wall in, like, a this is a really good art piece kind of way? Or, like, a this is a really bad art piece kind of way?
They hang anything up on the wall. Okay. So, it could be either, honestly. They could be praising our artistic abilities, but I really doubt that.
Okay. Well, I was like, I know for me, I do not have the Hey Mamas, but I do have the gay men that are... While I'm attracted to men, there is this situation where I'm like, men are nasty. Like, you need to get off my For You page right now. Like, leave, go, no. Just no. And those get bad. Those are, like, really bad. I sent some to friends, and I'm like, someone has gone too far. Like, this is, like, gay agenda gone too far. Like, no, this should not be allowed anywhere. I'm for censorship. For those people, and those people only during those very specific circumstances. In other ones too, but like those in particular are one of the places where I draw the line, circle around that, and say this should never be on the internet.
I want to see ever. These TikToks now. I want to see what.
Like, I can send you some. They're the most horrific. Horrific.
I see them too. Are they specifically queer people?
Because
I do see a lot of like. Straight couples on TikTok doing some questionable things.
I have never seen a straight couple on TikTok do questionable things. No, these are men.
No, the food trap men.
Food trap? I don't know what this is.
I've never heard of them.
Thirst trap, but they do it with food.
The food trap men. I know what you're talking about now. Oh my god.
Is it called a food trap?
No, but I made it up and I think I'm really smart.
I think that's an accurate name.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, because it's the food trap and then it's the woodworking and pottery. I don't know if you got those.
Oh, no, the pottery men that do it shirtless.
No. My pottery is...
Oh, my goodness. If you want to display your pottery, please display your pottery, but you do not have to do it shirtless. That is a stretch. Unless it's very hot in your pottery house.
Then I feel like... If it's hot in your pottery house, that like affects how fast the clay dries, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, I feel like you keep it at even temperature.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like a temperature at which you would be comfortable in clothes that you should be wearing.
that you should be wearing.
Should like be conducive to making pottery.
I cannot do pottery. I do not have that. I'm not a visual. I'm not like an artistic. Like I cannot paint. I cannot draw. I cannot do pottery. Don't have that bone in my body.
Lesbian equivalent of dick pics are hand pics.
Interesting.
She's so right.
But do you ever?
So good morning. You like my hand, pup?
Pup? That's
pump. Like you know, you get a pump, but like for your
hand. Pump. Now I understand.
Yeah, okay. Like oh my goodness, yeah, like people will lift weights and then like send you pictures of their hands. Yeah. It's the strangest thing in the universe.
No, Scott, I'm so serious. I've gotten
this is like.
Have you never heard of this, Eli?
No, and I have some very, very... I am about to text Sid and Zoe to figure out which one of them do this, because one of them do. I know they do. One of them is like, babe, look at my hands. And then they go like, because they work out together.
We and like, oh my goodness, there is like a whole thing of like... I've met girls who are self-conscious because they don't have like pretty hands, which is wild because, I mean, their hands...
For just hands.
How can one hand be more attractive than another hand? They grab things. Like, I don't.
Yes, Zoe?
I can't say it, but she knows what I'm thinking. It's the telepathic skill.
Okay.
Okay, gay telepathy.
Best friend telepathy?
Oh, not even best friend telepathy. I should have looked with my head coach, who is also gay. Because we saw a very attractive man walking down the hall past us and we all, I know for sure me and probably he did this too, of like looked at man, observed that he was attractive and then looked away until he passed us. And then we both looked at each other at like the same time and shared a look and we knew exactly what the other person experienced.
So like gay telepathy is a thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Like,
why have I ever experienced this?
We have very different types. But I've done it with people at school. And I'll be honest,
you share a look. And then all of a sudden you've had a whole conversation.
And the look, that's all it says. And then we freak out. Like we've never seen a woman before.
It's very interesting.
Intriguing.
Faith, we'll have to get you into more queer spaces so that you can share this moment with someone.
It sounds so like intimate.
They're our only friends.
I know, but I've never experienced the queer telepathy look. Like I don't even know like how I'd look at someone. Do I need to practice my queer telepathy look?
It's not even like it's a particular like I give someone a look. It's just like because you share such like common intimate experiences with another person, like you know where they're coming from when they give you that particular look and you're able to like transmit it to them as well. Like it's not like I give you like a look and then you like know something in particular. Like it's not like a signal.
Like it's not like a specific look. Like it's not a, like no. A language. Like it's just like a point of connection.
Yeah, it's just like I give you a look and then we know together.
That makes so much sense.
I'm so glad that makes sense to someone.
My goodness.
What else? There has to be so much. People's types, that's a whole nother thing. Of like, are you a femme girly? Are you a mask girly? What are femmes and what are masks? Because I had to explain this to my mom. Of like, she's like, what's a mask? Like a mask? Like, are you talking about? And I was like, no, it's like a masculine presenting, like feminine woman. But sometimes the whole facial structures are like more masculine, and you're like, from birth, you're like, that's a mask lesbian. Mm-hmm. And then like, how much harder femmes have to try to like show people they're gay.
I don't know. I know some pretty femme people who are like, you were still very gay. Like
some people, it's really hard to tell.
Some people, it is very hard. I would say that, like, when I think of a classic, like, lipstick lesbian, if
Yeah,
this is
but
still a.
that's lesbian. I'm talking about femme lesbians. Lipstick lesbians are like lipstick lesbians. Do we all know what a lipstick lesbian is?
I know what a lipstick lesbian is, but it might help to explain.
Yes. Shall you?
I think you should explain as one of the lesbians.
Oh, I don't really know how to. I just have a picture in my head. And I feel like if I describe this picture in my head, it's gonna make sense to absolutely no one.
Maybe if you say it, then I can like reflect on it and possibly it'll work. Let's try
Yeah,
it.
teamwork.
Like pillow princesses and like
Yes.
passenger princesses. All the princess.
All the princess. That's a very good
All of
way
the
to
princess. I feel like
Yeah. All the
yes.
blonde.
Yes, very blonde.
Oh yeah, that's a definite like lipstick lesbian stereotype is they're always blonde. Like
tote bags, Trader Joe's in hand with their matcha, their oat milk
Oh
matcha.
my goodness.
With their oat milk matcha.
Gotta say, I love me some oat milk matcha, but
So wait, is Trader Joe's like a queer stereotype? Or do
Yes.
I am I the
Yes.
only Okay, so it is a queer thing because I didn't know if I was
Yes.
just obsessed with Trader Joe's.
No, it's a queer thing.
Well, it's because it's the gayest of the grocery stores. Like, it is like if a gay person decided what was important in a grocery store and they kind of like put it in a grocery store and just decided that that's what it is
So
because
what's
it's a
the
lot.
straightest grocery store? Like Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart. Cool.
Let's. We. Yes, Walmart.
My goodness.
And particularly like straight men. Like, if we're going to get like really specific, Walmart is a straight man. And I will stand by that decision. People can debate me on it, but I stand by that decision.
What is Whole Foods? Like, yeah, what would Whole Foods be?
Whole
Like,
Foods is like the fun indie,
I feel like
potentially bi
ant,
person.
like a queer ant. Queer ant.
Queer aunt or like that guy, like that artsy guy that like might be gay. He might be. He, if you try hard enough,
Whole
you could
Foods is
convince
for
yourself he's gay.
questioning people. Like, Whole Foods is a question mark, you know?
Whole Foods is the questioning space. That's where we go when we're not quite sure, but it's still a little bit gay.
I feel like you could like have a like queer stereotype for every grocery store.
Oh, completely. There is absolutely a way to do all of
Totally.
that. You can queer stereotype anything. I
That's
firmly
so true.
believe that queer stereotypes are now so numerous and that so many people know about a lot of them that you could be like, this thing over here, it is a twink. Like, it is just a twink. Everyone knows it. And everyone will look at you and be like, yep, that's a twink.
Like an object.
Yes,
Like
like an object, like a regular object. Like, what am I thinking of that's particularly twink-like? Like Starbucks. That's a really basic one. But like
I see it.
Starbucks, twink. Everyone knows that like that's where the twinks go. Let's talk about coffee habits. Okay, so I feel like there is in my brain a preconception that the dichotomy is gay men drink cold iced coffee, and then gay women are more likely to drink hot coffee. Is this true?
No. I thought
Interesting.
all queer people drink cold things.
I like hot things in every sense except for showers. So like I will drink like warm water even. Like I don't like ice. It's too cold.
Interesting.
No, all queer people like cold things, but also some straight people are catching on to the vibe and I'm confused.
Let's also talk about straight people catching on to the vibes of the gay things.
Oat milk is a
Oat
gay.
milk, septum piercings. I was talking about this with some friends earlier. Septum piercings have been taken over by the straights. And it's not okay. I'm gonna be honest. It is cultural appropriation. And no, just know like that doesn't belong to you. I'm sorry. That's
Back.
like tote bags. I feel like straight women can still have a tote bag.
No. not the same kind of tote bag. It's off-brand tote bags. These are like the tote bag with the tote color.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Farmer's market.
Do you, when you think of a tote bag, do you think of the tote color? Because Zoe and I have had this discussion before. Do you think of like a specific color bag? Because I do.
I think of like a cream, like I like a cream colored bag.
It's yeah, exactly. That's a tote color. Like, yes. I don't know what it is about it. I don't, is that a thing?
What's made out of?
I feel like it has to be a thing. Like, there's so many, like, both of my tote bags are roughly the same color. I feel like it has to be a thing. I feel like someone who's a fashion historian would know probably, like, the history of why tote bags are that color. But yes, I feel
I'm going to do some research on it, and next week I'll come at you with some tote bag facts. I will have a array of tote bag facts, and we can hash over tote bags.
Stickers on water bottles.
Oh, water bottles, stickers on water bottles?
Is that a queer thing?
Yes. But there's certain type of stickers. They're like the LLB stickers.
It is certain kinds of stickers, and it is not on a Hydro Flask necessarily. Like, they're on other water bottles.
What is that brand? They're like clear but have a color tint to them with like a twisty black lid and like the little loop.
Like these? Like my Camelbacks? This is like these or something else?
It's not a sippy cup.
Interesting. It's like it twists off and it's like this big gaping hole.
Nalgene's. Yes. Nalgene's are gay. Nalgene's are so gay.
I don't think I've ever known the name of that brand.
Nalgene's. I feel like it's due to the utilitarian nature that it just like draws in all, I feel like it's like more a mask lesbian thing than anyone else.
Yes.
Of like having a Nalgene.
I think it's like hiking granola gaze.
I think I was like, that's the other thing is like, I live in Portland and I feel like it's the hikers who's like, I'm going to go on a hike and I have my big Nalgene and I'm going to fill it up and it has a whole bunch of stickers on it.
I also think there's a stereotype of how like people in the queer community hold their cups.
Yeah.
Yes. We hold it on the top.
Eric asked me, my friend asked me the other day why I was holding my cup from the top. Wouldn't the lid break? And I said, no, I test all my cups before I buy them.
Mm-hmm. You hold it like that, and I feel like
this is a lamp, but
I test it to see if I can get the lid off with my hand.
Well, not even just like permanent cups, like also like single use coffee cups. You better make sure those lids are on, because when they're not, it's gonna end poorly. But yeah, that's one of those things. Holding coffee by the cup, I feel like I've seen a YouTube video lately that says that holding cups like that might be like, according to the physics, it like reduces the amount of spills. Oh. I would be willing to let someone fact check me on that because I don't think I'm right. But I have logged into my brain as gay superiority, so it must be true.
Wait, I have a question. Well, related to cups, but unrelated kind of to queer stereotypes. How does one hold a mug?
Hold a mug.
Well, it depends. Are you drinking it or are you just holding? No one walks around.
No, like, are you drinking it? Like, how do you pick it up to drink it?
Two hands. One you is...
You do two hands.
Two hands. One is, like, through the handle, and one is, like, grasping the other side, because I want all of the warmth of the cup as I'm drinking it.
We all just have cups near us?
Interesting. Scott has a... I don't even remember who that is, but it's Pinkie My Pie. Little Pony Pinkie Pie cup.
No, like... And this is resting by an open fire on Christmas, watching your kids open their presents.
Yeah, like two hands is like cozy feel, right? I think I just told...
Word, I have a phrase.
Yes?
No, you had cozy. I had to describe the whole scenario.
You made a scene. You I was like... picture. I appreciate it.
I don't think I hold mugs by their handle ever. Like, my hands are usually, like, straddling the handle. So, like, middle two fingers in, and then, like, my hand is, like, wrapped around it if I'm going to be just, like, drinking it one-handed.
I, out of habit, because at my old school, we used to have tea parties and we did tea party etiquette. I have my pinky up all the time. And I get made fun of because I hold everything with my pinky up. It's such a habit and it annoys me, but.
One of my favorite things about Faith is that she knows so many different things from so many different places. And you're wondering if she's lived like 12 lives because like, she knows, like, every accent, not every, but, like, at least three of everything. Like, every little thing that you would think is a cultural thing, she knows at least three of them.
Fun stereotype. I feel like all gay people have their little things that they know a lot about. Like, it's the randomest things.
Mentally ill part, babes.
What?
Like, every queer person is mentally ill, and all mentally ill people hyperfixate.
I don't think all mentally ill people hyperfixate. Really? But no, I feel like there are mental illnesses. Like, I don't think, now that I'm thinking about it, it may or may not be true. I was about to say, like, I feel like people with PTSD would not hyperfixate on something. But no, I can see that as, like, a symptom of just, like, a general mental illness is hyperfixation just in general. That makes sense.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. And now I'm like connecting dots as I told you that. Well, we both learned something in my conversation. I feel like it's a conversation myself sometimes. Like I just talk out loud instead of processing the thoughts fully in my head.
Well, I mean, that's part of how I talk is like I'm a very audio processor. Like I need to be able to hear things.
Yeah, Faith is going a million miles an hour, so she's, like, processed three conversations in that one sentence.
I wouldn't say three. That's a lot of conversations.
Faith is like, that is a lot of words that I would be saying in that conversation.
Right?
In just lots one of them. I don't know if I can handle three.
Lots of things going on.
I feel like, do we wrap up here?
We could talk for hours, so I feel like now is a great time to...
Now is a good wrap-up time.
This went into so many more ideas.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
I hope you guys now understand our little spoilers if we do them.
We will do the spoilers.
A reveal. Watch the next episode if there is one. And, maybe you'll get the tote bag facts sooner than later.
Heck yeah. I'm trying to find the ingredients label on mine.
On your tote bag?
Like, you know how there's, like, one on clothing? I thought there'd be one on a tote bag.
Wow. We have so many unanswered questions about tote bags.
Yes, we do. Okay.
What a cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger. Bye.
Bye.
The end.
My like the highlight half the time was seeing Scott's reactions to the things we were saying.
Yes,
it was such a cheerleader moment. Is that